Vermont's two major party candidates for governor, Republican Phil Scott and Democrat Christine Hallquist, have sharp disagreements on the path Vermont should take to make health care more affordable in the short term. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, the two candidates view the long-term solution in a very similar way.
Hallquist views access to health care, quote, as a right for all Vermonters. That's one of the reasons she thinks the state should move to a government-financed system, often called single-payer, where all people would have health care coverage. It would be financed by imposing a new tax that would replace the current premiums paid to private insurance companies. Hallquist isn't sure that Vermont can go it alone with its own single-payer system, but she believes it would be feasible if several states joined together.
What I'm going to tell voters is they should never accept no for an answer until we get there. I will work hard to get us there. I think it's going to happen through a coalition with other states.
Republican Phil Scott says it's a big mistake for Vermont to set up its own single-payer system or to form a coalition with nearby states. He's concerned that the taxes needed to finance such a system will hurt the state's ability to bring new businesses to Vermont.
We would be uncompetitive with other states, with other regions. We're already suffering from an affordability crisis here in Vermont, where we're not competitive with other regions of our country.
In the short term, Scott is optimistic that a new payment reform plan will help contain health care costs and result in healthier outcomes for many people. The idea is to move away from the current fee-for-service system, where many health care providers are reimbursed for each medical procedure. Instead, providers would be reimbursed on a per-patient basis, and they would be encouraged to expand preventative care services. Scott says the initial results of a year-long study of this approach involving 30,000 Medicaid patients are promising.
The results were positive. We want to grow that. And eventually, if it all proves out and we prove ourselves along the way, then this could be part of the solution for the future.
Hallquist thinks there's a better way to provide expanded preventative care to all Vermonters, and it represents a step towards a full government-financed health care model. She supports legislation that would make primary care services available to all Vermonters. Under this approach, individuals would still have to have a private policy for all non-primary care, but their premiums would be lower. Hallquist says this primary care for all system could be put into place by imposing a 1.5% payroll tax, and she says there would be sizable savings from using this approach.
I've already looked at that, and with a payroll tax, that would pay for itself by the savings that that result from people going to the doctor right away.
And while they may disagree on short-term approaches, surprisingly, Hallquist and Scott are in agreement on a long-term approach to provide universal access to health care. They would both support a Medicare-for-all system like the one Senator Bernie Sanders has introduced in Congress. Here's Hallquist.
It's a much more efficient system. That's one thing our government knows how to do is run healthcare system. And Medicare is one of those systems that most people are pretty happy with.
Phil Scott says the Medicare for All plan has a lot of merit. He says he has no problem with the implementation of a government-financed healthcare system as long as it's done at the national level.
That would be fine with me because we're then on an even keel with other states. We're not competing with them, and we're not causing Vermonters to pay more than other states and other parts of the country.
Scott says the state needs to decide its health care priorities in the near future so that the business community can better understand what its role is expected to be. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.